Well, hi everybody, and welcome back. And we thought we'd just start the afternoon session with a few questions. But before those, well, if anybody has any questions, and if we can give some answers and help a little bit there. But before we do that, I just made a few points this morning over our break, just about the benefits of pranayama. Really, in a way to try and persuade you to, think it is maybe worthwhile to give some time to it. And just summing up the health benefits, one thing that we do all suffer from is that we don't use our tummies to breathe, and it's not a natural way of breathing. If you look at any animals, any babies, you'll see that the tummy moves and they're using the tummy to breathe, and that is the natural way of breathing. And by the time we get to be in our teens or early 20s, we've usually lost that way of breathing because of the way we live, posture, all sorts of things. I don't know. It means that we're not really filling ourselves up with oxygen, because if we're not using the tummy, we're not actually opening up, the diaphragm and the lungs to really take all the oxygen, which means in effect that our whole lives we're not fully gassed up, And so that's a really big benefit. If we have a really good oxygenated system, then of course all the body is going to benefit from that. And so that's a really good reason. And another really important reason is that because we don't do this tummy breathing, we don't get the internal massage, which we should normally get. Because when you do the tummy breathing, the diaphragm just lowers slightly, which means it's a slight massage on the internal organs. And we miss out on all of that throughout our lives. That can really be beneficial. And I think also because at this time, COVID, the health situation we've got in the world, it's quite a good time to look after our lungs, and quite important. So it could be very beneficial in all sorts of ways. I mean, apart from which, if you do lots of rhythmic breathing and holding the breath, you live longer because life only has so many breaths. So it's got lots of advantages. And I think where the mind is concerned, well, we've noticed ourselves just how it really connects us with our real nature, this sort of softer side, this very safe place. And it's a place we can nurture ourselves, because we feel so safe there. And it's not difficult to get there. And when we nurture ourselves, then the kindness just naturally flows out of us. And so it's not on a shaky ground, the kindness can just beam out of us. And so when something happens that, knocks us backwards or knocks us sideways, in life, we can still manage to beam kindness because, the kindness is coming from this wonderfully nurtured ground, and it's just got a lovely firm basis. I mean, yes, it's not going to work all the time, but it's really going to give you a firmer basis for loving kindness, and that's quite important. And if you are meditators, then it's just really the best thing you can do, because it means when you if you can spare 5 minutes to do some rhythmic breathing or alternate nostril breathing, when you actually sit on your cushion, you're not going to be distracted. You're already focused, and taking the mind away from all the external busy life that we have. And that just means it's a lot quicker to get into the space, into the meditation space where you want to go. The actual breathing is a concentration meditation as well. So any of these breathing exercises we do are perfect concentration meditations. And then while we're actually sitting on the cushion, it supports our posture, because think of that deflated balloon and the inflated balloon, but the support that the breathing can give you. And that doesn't mean to say you have to do sit there on your cushion going full, full three part breath, and it's got to be big and expansive, but just to have a gentle way of breathing that is effective is going to be really helpful, because we all get tired, sat on our cushions, and we get this laxity. Well, you know, you can freshen yourself up with some deeper breaths then, you know, and really just bring some life to the meditation. And, you know, it just brings so much focus so easily. And when you do come to any visualizations, well, you know, they can be so much richer. Just really, really, really does help you to do, to simply just go into that space and relax in it and work with it. So those are the reasons I extol to you about the benefits of pranayama. I know that Paula's found how much it's helped her through her practice, and I know how much it has helped me, and it surprised me coming to yoga, coming to Buddhism, finding out just what a great foundation I had, you know, because of practicing earlier. So that's what I wanted to share with you. And now, you know, if you've got any questions actually about the pranayama or qigong side that I can answer, now's your time to, if you can put up your hand and just indicate if you've got any questions you'd like to.
Okay, we've got Diane. Can you go first, Diane? Can you unmute yourself, please?
Can I mute myself? Right, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, yes? Diane.
Okay, I just wanted to add to what you're saying. You're probably familiar with Janet Miller.
Yes.
Who's found it, right? And she posted a very good little video by a doctor on taking breath, which I've been doing as a sort of daily thing. And he does mention this upper part of the cavities that we don't use, you know.
Yes.
Exactly what you're saying. And I found it very similar to what we're doing. And it is a lovely thing to do, and it puts you to sleep. And it's very similar, and apparently it's incredibly effective. So I thank you for this, because this is linked to it in a wonderful way. Thank you.
Well, you're very welcome, and thank you for that. I think maybe emphasizes to us all, you know, that it is really helpful, isn't it?
Yes. And if anybody wants the post, I mean, it's on my Facebook.
Right.
But it's on Janet's Facebook, and I can send it in or whatever. I don't know the best way to, because it's brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you so much for that. That will be useful. Okay.
Thank you.
Is there any other questions or any other comments? Anything you want to share about this, about the practice?
Joan?
Yeah. Joan, yeah.
Unmute yourself, please, Joan.
Hi there.
Hi, Joan.
Hi. Thank you so much for this. It's been really, really enjoyable. I've spent a good few months not getting much good rest or good sleep. Since this weekend and since we've been doing this, I have really rested and really had some good sleep, much more than I've had in a good few months. Is that normal? Is that what happens?
Yeah, it's really normal, and thank you so much, because that's, you know, again, helps to people to hear, you know, this. No, it's really normal. In fact, you know, sometimes when I used to, because I don't teach so much these days, but when I used to teach classes, there would be people who go off to sleep, and you say, well, that's fine, because you're going to be having a really deep, restful sleep. Of course, it's beneficial to stay with the practice. It helps you to relax, of course. So, and if you relax, then it's possible to really rest and sleep better. And so, yes, that does not surprise me at all. And I'm really pleased to hear it's had that effect. So go on with it. Lovely. Is there anybody else?
Mirasad?
Thank you very much. It was very, very useful. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, because you comment about these teachers in Spain.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you the name, because I've been in the web page. I see three teachers. I don't know which one you mean.
It's Pedro Valencia. Yeah, okay. And I think it's his son that's also on the site, who does the formers, the Tai Chi now. Pedro is doing classes. I do four classes a week with them. This, you know, so there's lots of choice. I highly recommend it to you.
Yeah, I get it. Thank you so much.
Great. We'll see you. I'll see you in there. Anybody else? Is there any? Amita. Hello. Want to unmute?
Yeah, hi, Bellew. I just wanted to give some positive feedback that I had so much energy last night, it was actually uncomfortable.
Oh, no. And you're a night person. I know.
Yeah. And it was just incredible, the change of state. And after the breathing, when we did the meditation with Paula, I had such a much deeper meditation as well. It was really lovely. But the energy was like quite significant after the Qigong. And I'll tell you something funny. I've got a truck and I was able to lift my older dog out of the truck, which I've never been able to do before. I think it was just a concentration.
Fantastic.
By Qi, it was just this concentration. Yeah, so.
Excellent. Oh, I'm really.
Amazing.
Yeah. Really pleased to hear that.
And that's by Zoom as well. So, yeah. So what you must get being in a class.
Yes, interesting. Yes. Yeah, energizing, relaxing. And I think your point about the meditations, because Paula will be talking about that later as well. You know, you're just in the right place to nurture and do really, really powerful work, actually.
Yeah, yeah. So thank you. It was, you've got me hopefully hooked back on Qigong again. So thank you.
Is there anybody else? Michelle, do you want to unmute yourself?
There we go, I think you can hear me.
Hi.
I just have to say that I found very interesting in this morning session is we talk about oftentimes about many things. We say, oh, it's always good to go back to basics and things like that, you know. Well, when we were just beginning to do the three parts of the breathing, so we were still on the first section doing tummy breathing, like you like to say. I just want to mention something that surprised me, because for many people, you know, if they're new to this or not, even doing the very most basic thing and starting to do this, and even for a small session, you can get so much benefit. And I was surprised to notice all of a sudden, just doing the tummy breathing, that I got these feelings. Well, I should say I have an injury. I had a very bad neck injury, which left me with some cranial nerve problems. So it is a pain issue. So all of a sudden I had these sensations going up the side of my head and in my face in particular, which is a chronic nerve pain issue. And it was so surprising to realize that little breath, how far in the body it can reach, even when we're not focusing or directing, you know, with our mind directing the breath to an injured place or trying to do healing, that it begins to circulate the energy, the prana, the chi is already moving. And I was just very surprised to experience that, you know, upon just doing this little breathing here with no other focus, no other attention, just like, oh wow, it's getting to those places that are, whatever they are, blocked or whatever. So I thank you for your session. Anyway, it's been great, all of your teaching. And so just to encourage people, even if they do a small bit of this,
yes,
that it can be so beneficial.
That's right.
We don't realize all the depth of the benefit.
Thank you very much. I hope, again, that's an encouragement. And even a small bit will really be helpful. So that's great. Thank you. Thank you very much. Is there any other questions? Is it Olia? Did you have?
Yes, Lou. Thank you so much. So first of all, I wanted to say that this combination of, you know, the physical part, the sort of the prana session and the meditation is really, I think it's a really amazing combination. And it is indeed really raises, I think, the quality of a meditation in such combination, and just you could, I could feel, I could really feel the quality is different comparing to just, you know, having sessions or meditation sessions all alone, and it really makes a difference. And the question that I wanted to ask is whether would you recommend anyone, any teacher in the UK who would actually do the Qigong?
Yeah. Oh, the Qigong. I was going to post something later because I think Paula's got a connection. It's not in the UK. What I was going to say is we're very fortunate in Spain because the actual, you know, what they call the family lineage holder of Hunyuan, which is the style we've been doing, which is a very meditative, gentle style. So it goes very well with our meditation work. Is very organized in Spain, but the English Hunyuan Society, you can go, they have a website, but they don't seem to have a lot of teachers, but that shouldn't, you know, put you off particularly. I think if you look around for a Qigong teacher, just try and look for a meditative style, because there are different styles. And I think Paula's going to give us a link later, which is to an American teacher. But there are lots of videos and lots of, you know, things available on his site. So we'll post that later for you. But, you know, have a look locally. You might be surprised. I've looked up Hunyuan teachers in certain areas. They are around. But if not, I'd just, check out what style of Qigong they're doing. You know, you'll still get an idea, or just go to a couple of classes. You know, some are a little bit more what I call line dancing style, you know. maybe, you know, you see, but this is very good. I found it very good for me because, you know, I'd already got involved in Buddhism when I started doing Tai Chi. So I find, yeah, it works really well. It really helps the practices. Yes.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That would be great.
Okay. Zoe, with a question?
Any more?
Zoe?
Oh, yes. Hi, Lou. Thank you. I won't repeat what people have said because it'll just be echoing, but it's all really positive. But one of the things I was going to say was yesterday when we were doing, it's like box breathing, I suppose, isn't it? The holding the breath and things.
Yeah.
And when we were doing it yesterday, I was really struggling to relax my breathing and hold my breath, especially after the exhale. I almost felt like I needed to gasp for the next inhalation already. Yeah. Yeah, but okay. Today it was great, worked really well, and I felt really calm with it. I suppose, like you say, it happens once it starts working for you. It happens quite fast, I guess, doesn't it? And it really encouraged me to try and carry on doing that before my sit down meditation.
Yeah, I think sometimes you are stressful, you know. I mean, Paula and I were talking about it, you know, you can just be holding on to the breath, and sometimes you can get claustrophobic with it, and that's partly our mental attitude to it. So always relax. It's very important. My teacher always told me that, you know, the lungs are so, you know, they're so fragile, some of the fire, and we're working right into, you know, as Michelle said, you know, we're touching every area of our body. So we must, you know, it's like using a power tool if we go too hard at it. And that's why I use the analogy of the balloon, because when you first blow into a balloon, it's really tight, isn't it? And you're blowing hard, but nothing happens. But then you get hold of the balloon and you just stretch it out a little bit, yeah? Which is what we're doing when we're doing these expansion sort of exercises. And it just opens up. So it will happen, but you need a combination of being careful, because sometimes you're holding tension, and that's always the time to relax. Never, never force anything with it. And it does quickly move. Mm. Yeah.
Yeah. Really encouraging anyway. So
great. I'm glad it's useful.
Thank you.
Okay. I think we're done now. Are we with anybody else? Anything else to add? Want to ask? Okay. Well, we'll start our afternoon session now, and we'll start with the meditation again. It's quite nice for us to get this one into our minds, so we know it a little bit. So just relaxing now in a comfortable way.
Sorry, Lou, Paula wants to speak.
Yeah, sorry.
We were going to see if people had any questions to ask about the meditation.
Oh, I beg your pardon. I thought we were going to do that at the end. I'm going to pass.
No, there won't be. I don't think there'll be any time.
Okay.
And so I'm just aware of the time thing. So
yeah.
If someone does want to ask a question about the meditation, I'd appreciate just a question. I don't need to hear about it's been helpful. If you just, I'm just because of the time. But if you do have a specific question you'd like to ask, because what's going to happen is when she finishes the Qigong, we'll go into meditation and then we'll probably just end. So I just thought if anyone, and I'll give a little bit of review, but if anybody has a particular question about the meditation, I'd appreciate it if you ask it now. But if you don't, that's great.
Diane?
Hi. Oh, did you just turn me on and I've turned myself off? No, we're okay. So I wrote this question this morning, which was really what you've addressed first of all, which was the fear and anxiety, which affects our response to situations. And my question is about when we become aware through all the media that we have of the injustices, personal and global, we've got three choices. We can accept it, ignore it, or try and effect change. So given the consequences that we're all currently facing, therefore the anxiety that we all feel, how can we cultivate an open heart, counter or balance the universal fear of loss that we're witnessing? And then you mentioned something later, which was laying the conditions for love. And I was thinking about that and thinking, well, maybe there were times, there have been periods like the hippie movement, for instance, which was all about love. I don't think you're talking about it in that way, but even if you think of communities like Tibetans, lots of, you know, love being taught and compassion, it hasn't resulted in a good atmosphere for receiving love. And I'm just wondering how on earth that can be cultivated.
What do you mean with the Tibetan community, it hasn't created an atmosphere? Tibet itself?
No, I mean the result against the Chinese invasion, the violence that they've suffered.
Their love and compassion hasn't had any political outcome, is that what you're saying?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. It hasn't created a universal change of heart.
I'm not sure that. What can I say? I mean, the forces are so great. I mean, there's how many millions of Chinese and how many few Tibetans there are, you know? So it's kind of, there's a bit outnumbered, you know, in terms of might. And I think that one of the things about human culture is that the compassionate people, they don't seem to win, you know?
No, right, exactly.
But that doesn't mean that we should give up. You know, I've been thinking about this a lot too. We hit the break, I listened to Joe Biden's acceptance speech and some other speeches and was really impressed with these people that, just like His Holiness, you know, just never give up.
Yeah.
Like we there are some wins, you know, there was a Gandhi, there was a Martin Luther King, you know, Obama, you know, there have been some wins. And so I think the thing is that the meditations we've been doing is the answer to how we overcome our fear and anxiety. And I think what it is we just have to not give up. And I mean, I know Jeff knows I've been falling into cynicism myself lately. And cynicism in a way is kind of like, it's kind of a cop out. It's kind of giving up. It's kind of and as bad as it looks, I think what people like Joe Biden, I mean, they're Catholics, they have this faith, you know, there's some kind of hope that their progress is made, you know, and the thing is, if you look over time, people are better off today than they've ever been. They're less hungry people, there's less wars, women have rights, African Americans are doing better, everybody's doing better. So maybe if you only look at, you know, the current situation, the complaints about the situation, but if you just look back even 50 years, you know, the forces of good have made huge progress. And so it comes from people who don't give up, and from people, and I think whatever it is that you choose in life to do, if you can do it with that kind of, what we're cultivating is this open-heartedness, then you affect everybody around you in your little space. And I remember, I don't know if you ever heard of Pete Seeger. He was a folk singer and a big in the, like the social change movement of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s. And he said one time, it was during, I think the first Bush administration, the war in Iraq, and someone asked him the same similar kind of question. And he went like this. He said, you know, it's like a scale, right? He said, those forces that have the power and the money and the sort of the greed, and he said, they're like a great big boulder. But he said, we on the other side, the people who are interested in compassion and love and care, he said, we all have a little tablespoon of sand. And if we each keep pouring our tablespoon of sand onto the scale, we'll eventually get heavier, you know? And okay, we may have some setbacks in this, but if you look at the long history of the world, it's much better than it's ever, ever, ever been. And so I think we just have to take heart and not get, and just understand that just like we were talking about earlier today, people's initial response to danger is to close down and get selfish and get angry. Mm. And that we have to learn to be open, to respond, not get stuck in fear, you know? And so the more we can do these practices, the more we can emanate kind of authentic kindness and love, then it spreads around, you know, and it does. And you know, maybe the Chinese are still in control in Tibet, but there's a lot of wonderful Tibetan people, you know? Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's sort of my answer, if that's
That's okay. I would just query I just don't think there's time, and being involved with Extinction Rebellion, there's a lot of anger and a lot of rage, but there's also a lot of love. They're coming from the right place, but they're working against the clock. So I think I don't think the world is in such a good place because too many millions of people are losing their homes.
That's right. No, it isn't in such a good place, but at the same time, we can't fall to despair. It's just
No, but we can accept that it's going to change, but it's going to change maybe without human beings. I don't know. I think that's a more...
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
That's my optimistic view.
No, I know. I think we all share that view.
Yeah. You know?
So, okay. Okay, then we should probably get moving, unless one has a... I was kind of looking at a question about the technique, you know?
Oh, okay, thank you.
Yeah. But that's okay, it's fine to talk about this because these are our issues. But the other thing is I wanted to tell you is that I'm actually a Qigong teacher myself. I mean, I've been teaching Qigong for years and I teach it at Land of Joy. So I was thinking about, well, where's a Qigong teacher and we can do this and we can do that, you know? But I mean, I've been thinking about doing a Qigong class just locally here for my friends. And if you wanted to join on Zoom, we could think about doing something like that. So maybe what, if you're people are interested, maybe what you need to do is, how do we do this? You can contact me. Beth made a website for me. It's called Brave and Courageous in View, as in viewing.org, and then just get on the mailing list. And if you want to do Qigong with me, we can. So, you know, if there's nobody in England doing it, then I can do it, you know. I'm sure there are, but if people are interested, you know, we might do it once a week, or I don't know exactly yet, but probably stop me from being so lazy. So anyway, it's just a thought if you're interested. And also already there's a couple of Qigong videos, I think even on the Land of Joy site, of the classes I've done at Qigong. Because whenever I lead a meditation retreat, we always do Qigong for an hour or half an hour. You know? So so that's just something else I wanted to say. But we should probably get going. Yeah. Anyway, thanks. It's just nice to check in with everybody. And and the other thing, I guess what I was just going to say about the breathing. sometimes it's, for me, I just wanted to add this, that because I've been trained as someone who, a long time just breathing in my belly, I tend to not breathe enough up here. And like Lou was saying, for people who have lung issues, this is very important. So sometimes in my meditations, I actually, rather than doing the three tier, mine's more like this. You know, like it comes in and I do the bottom, and so it's more like expanding both at the same time, you know? And so I'm not saying that one's better than the other. And because I've done the other, what Lou's saying, for years, but I've just found for myself now to because I don't breathe up here. But if you're someone who does breathe who not in the belly, then work on the belly. But I guess all I'm trying to say is that tailor these instructions to your body and what you need to do, I suppose. Is that fair, Lou? Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Because we're all different, with different minds, with different bodies. Yeah. Yeah.
And the other thing I wanted to add to is, when you're lying down, something I noticed is that if I lie down, if I spread my legs out as if, like when we're standing in Qigong, that I notice I have a better result than if I'm lying down and my legs and my feet are close together. So that's just something to think about and play with if you're lying down doing pranayama. Because a lot of times we lie down and we put our feet close together. But there's something about putting that, you know, the distance of your shoulders, like you do in Qigong, that I find helpful. Yeah. Okay, that's all. If no one else has a question about meditation, so it doesn't seem like it. Okay, but thanks. I didn't mean to, say it wasn't helpful, Diana. I didn't mean that. I just was just fishing around for, like, some other thing, you know, but what you pointed out is completely relevant to everything we're all thinking about. Everybody's there pretty much, you know. So thank you for that. Okay, Lou, let's get started.
Okay, thank you very much, Paula. And yeah, we're very aware of the time now. They're quite short sessions. So if we can just sit comfortably, we'll go straight into the meditation that we did this morning and yesterday afternoon. So just making sure your spine is nice and straight and the buttocks are evenly placed. And if you can just sit on the tail of the spine a little bit more and not have the spine rounded, that always helps. And just have the shoulders relaxed and open. Bringing the chin slightly towards the chest, not too much, but just lengthening the back of the neck and relaxing around the jawline. And gently closing the eyes or half closing the eyes. And bringing the mind into the body. And down. Almost like down the lift shaft, down to the tummy. And just by thinking about the tummy button area, your mind actually arrives there. And then filling that space from the very center with a very nice, gentle glow. Something like a sun, just glowing and energetic. Filling the space of the abdomen. And just below the tummy button, your fingers below, towards the uterus, we just imagine a very beautiful pearl of light, quite strong. It's a condensed light. It's all the energy of that glow condensed into a pearl. You've still got the nice warm glow in the tummy, the sun. But this beam of light you place either in the uterus for girls or in the prostrate area for for boys. And that light we're going to use to heal and refresh and send chi to the organs in the body. And the first place we direct the light to is the kidneys. And we just imagine like a torchlight, but much stronger, a beautiful, beautiful light rising up towards the kidneys and illuminating the kidneys. The kidneys relax. Try to be in the kidney area with that light and just feel that opening and relaxing. And then going back to the pearl of light in the lower tummy. That light now we direct towards the liver, which is just under the rib cage to the right hand side slightly. And we send up the light, which is the chi energy rising through the body up to the liver. When it enters the liver, it illuminates it all so that there's light shining out through the every cell. The liver relaxes. And then we go back down to the pearl of light. We're going to take that light up through the body to the lungs. So the light's just flooding up. It reaches the lungs and illuminates them completely. There's light shining out from every cell. Brilliant white light. The lungs relax. Feel the energy of the chi in the lungs, just circulating freely. And then going back down, collect the mind back down into the tummy, back down to the pearl of light. And that pearl of light now, we rise through the body with it up to the heart, into that space in the center of the chest, chakra area, if you know about this, but just in the space that's in the chest will be fine. And that pearl of light now expands into a glowing sun, like orb, just glowing and warming the chest area, opening it and relaxing. And then we go up to take that pearl of light. And we go up to the head, into the space. It's just a space. And we feel the whole of that space illuminated. And that light now expands through the pores, through the porous skull casing, through the skin, and it beams out across the universe. Go with that light. Touch the stars, connect with the planets. Connect with all the elements of the universe, the galaxies. And that light's going in every direction. So you're just like a beacon in the middle of that light. Connecting with the sun, the moon, and all the elements of the universe. Drawing back, pulsing out, feel the pulse. Connect with the pulse of the universe. And then drawing back into that pearl of light, that central pearl. We go back down to the heart. And that same glow, that same light, we're going to send out now to all the environment, to the planet, to all the beings. So first sending out light into the room that you're in. And then into the house and the area, the town, the city. Keep spreading that light from the heart. It's beaming out. Body is just completely porous and you're just beaming out this light. You are this light. You are with it, just going out with it. Touching all the elements of the planet, the environment, and all the living beings on it. And then drawing back into the center of the heart. Collect that pearl of light and go back down to the abdomen, to the tummy. Right in the center of the tummy, just below the tummy bottom. Just send out light now to the whole body. So the three Dantians are doing the job of lighting up the body, lighting up the environment, and lighting up the universe, connecting with all those things. So that light in the tummy now is just glowing throughout the body. Let the mind settle here. Just enjoying that glow, that lovely warmth, and that very comfortable, safe feeling. And then just drawing ourselves back. We'll start to get ready for our Qigong session. So just start with a nice stretch. And just stretch and just ease yourself out. And then like we did yesterday, you remember the tick-tock, tick-tock. So if you just think of that center pole, so your spine, and you're just going to go a few centimeters to the left and a few centimeters to the right, just like the tick-tock of a pendulum. So do that just to get the circulation going in the top of the spine. Very, very small movement, but really effective. One of the most effective things for the circulation of the spine. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. and then nodding. Yes, yes. Just a small movement. I don't know if you have those Chinese dogs and or cats, is it? And they have the nodding head. So we're just doing that. And when you get into the rhythm of it, because you do need to do it for a few moments, you can really feel your mind in that area, in the spine. And you can see how it would, how it will just increase the circulation. So for all you computer users, that's a really good one. Okay, and then just using your tongue to go around the mouth and relaxing the mouth. And then the other way. Really produces the saliva. And then give the hands a good rub. Get that chi going. Quite nice to rub in between the fingers as well, you know, down the sides of the fingers. That's really beneficial. And then we'll come to standing. And if you want to put some slippers, some light shoes on, if not, in your socks, and I'll just move the camera, computer, so you can see me. Oh, no, no, Tig's not now. Oh, no. Oh, Tix, have you come to do some Tai Chi? Hello. So I'm afraid my cat really likes Qigong. And so I'll have to be careful not to fall over him. That's the best I can do to get as much view as I can, because it's not a very big room, but I hope that's going to be okay for you. Is that all right? Yeah. So the first thing is just getting our standing position. And what we do is put the feet together and keep the heels together and just open the toes out. Then if you straighten the heels parallel, your feet should be parallel straight ahead of you. And that's about the width that you want for the standing position. Okay. And sort of going to follow a little order today. Okay. And then we'll start by just flicking the legs. And they should be relaxed. And, you know, this area needs to relax, and you just flick the legs to get the circulation and the chi moving. And they're really relaxed, the foot is relaxed. And if you feel tension in the buttock, just give it a little pound. So gently flicking the energy down the leg. And then the same on the other side, so putting the weight onto the opposite leg, and then keep the leg relaxed, stay relaxed in the hip and the lower back, and hands relaxed, and just flick and get that chi going. Okay. And then we'll work on the hips and circle, easing off the hips. Remembering to keep the feet parallel when you can. Just easing out the hip girdle. And then going in the opposite direction. And then we'll just give ourselves a good warm up. So swinging, if we start by swinging side to side, and then bringing the hands gently further up and taking them up towards the shoulder and one towards the back. So you're going to be massaging the shoulder and giving the kidneys a little, not a thump, but just wakes them up. So we'll do a few of those. If you've no time to do anything else, this is a really great one. I'm finishing off with gently swinging round and relaxing. And then the same as yesterday, really to really get everything opening out up in the chest area now, we're going to bring the chi up. I'll just do one for you to have a look at. We're connecting with the earth. We'll bring the chi up through the chest. Imagination at the start, but you soon connect with it. Open out the chest and the elbows go down. And that's sort of on an in-breath, but take more if you need. And then breathing out, you collect the chi to the head and pull it down through the body. I do beg your pardon, I got the breathing the wrong way around there. So just breathing in the chi, pull it up through the body, up to the chest. As you open out the chest, breathe out and push the elbows down. Now push the chin out and really stretch the throat, open the chest. And then on an in-breath, draw the chi towards the head. There's an explosion of light. Pull that chi down through the center of the body, down towards the coccyx, down through the feet, and down to the earth, connecting with the earth energy. The chi that's in the earth, down in the nucleus. Draw it back up through the soles of the feet, up through the legs, through the center of the body. It opens out into the chest, breathing out as the elbows go down. Now just pushing the chin forward. So you're not actually bent really forward, but there's a slight bend forward from the hips, just a little bit. And the chin is really, really stretching. That's the part you want to get stretched. And opening out the chest. Then on an in-breath, draw the chi into the head. Feel that glow, that energy, and draw that down through the body, down the spine to the coccyx, right the way down the legs. And just continue that in your own time. So breathing in, pulling the chi up from the earth. We're connecting with the chi because the chi is there all the time. We're just connecting with its movement. And then as you breathe in to the head, chi explosion in the head, take that chi down towards the coccyx, through the legs, the soles of the feet, and connecting back to the chi in the earth. Just a few of those. And open up, pull the elbows down, and push the chin forward and breathe in. Draw the chi to the head. And as you're coming down, just relaxing the back, relaxing the kidneys and drawing the chi down to the earth. And then relax. And then the next one we'll do to work on the chest as well is the one we did yesterday as well, where the hands are really relaxed and they're going to start here and open out. And when you do the opening out, you're going to ha the breath out. Okay, so it's a and really open out the chest. Keeping the hands really relaxed, the wrists relaxed. And then relaxing down. Fantastic for the heart. Fantastic for the heart. Now just balanced from one side to the other. And as you breathe out, I want you to remember that area of that Dantian area and that sun, you know, the energy that's in there, and connect with that. And breathing out, take the hand out to one side. It expands. Breathing in, collect it. Breathing out to the other side, so the weight goes to the other leg. Expanding it. Breathing in, collecting and drawing it into the Dantian. Breathing out. Now just do this, and there's never any strain with the breathing, and you can always put an extra breath in. And just making sure you have a little outward breath as you expand, and it's a pendulum. So get your own rhythm going with this. Just connecting with the chi. And it's like a ball of light that you're expanding outwards. So again, you know, I'm saying it's not like we make this chi and create these circles. We're just connecting with the movement of it. And that's a perfect balancer for all the channels. So even if you can do it without the hands, just doing a little bit of that. And also not to stand on one leg. You know, it just helps to move the weight from one side to the other like this, okay? Now just rock forward and back. So keeping on the feet, keeping firm on the feet, but just rocking a little bit forward, rocking a little bit back, expanding the chi as you go forward, contracting and drawing the chi in as you go back. Just drawing backwards and forwards, expanding, contracting. Now we're going to expand the arms to the side and do what's called drawing down the heavens. So bringing the energy down from and connecting to the earth energy, chi. So breathing out, just open out first the abdomen. Now open out the heart, the chest, and coming to the top. You've opened out all the channels, everything's open. Draw the chi down through the crown of the head. Breathing in all that lovely chi. As you come to the chest area about level, just start to breathe out and push the chi right the way down through the tummy, down through the legs, through the soles of the feet, connecting to the chi in the earth. That chi responds, coming up through the soles of the feet, up through the legs, and settles in the tummy dantian. And then just expand that chi. And contract, draw it in, collect. And then again, we start to expand sideways. So we're just breathing out with this, and then normal breaths, opening out the abdomen, opening out the chest. Keep the hands really relaxed, the wrists relaxed, opening out the head, everything ready to just draw the chi gently down through the crown of the head, down through the center of the body, down the spine. When your hands get to the level of the chest, just turn them so they're going downwards, and you push the chi back down towards earth. And you relax the back. So the back just relax and the kidneys relax just a little bit down as we go down. Now draw the chi back up into the tummy. Feel it settle, and then expand chi. back. And one more time. So start by breathing out and opening up the abdomen. Open up the chest. Open up the head. Hands above the head. Draw the chi down all those open channels. It floods through the crown of the head, filling the whole of the body. When we get to the chest level with our hands, we just turn them so the palms are down towards the floor. We just mentally push that chi all the way down, connecting back with the earth. Relaxing the back, relaxing the kidneys. And then draw the chi back up into the dantian. And just expand. And relaxing. And now we're going to collect chi and draw it in to the abdomen, into the dantian. So hands nice and relaxed. And you can tell if the hands are, just give the hands a little shake. In fact, let's do that one. I missed that one, sorry. Shake your hands and give them a really good shake. And also that way. And turn them a little bit. And then bring them up towards the chest. And then out towards the side. And like a bird, flap, flap, flap. And then relax. Feel the chi right down to the finger ends. Feel the chi. And now we'll collect the chi and bring it in to the dantian. So just bringing the hands forward, imagining that big ball of lovely, lovely energy is in the hands, and bring it in towards the tummy button and turning the hands through the body and the spine and circle that chi. So just receiving the chi, bring it back towards the tummy, then turn the chi in the tummy and out it goes towards the spine and open, expand, breathing out. Turn the hands, breathing in. Chi, all of chi turns, the hands turn, through the body, out through the spine, and then expanding. Turn the hands, breathing in, chi into the tummy, turn the hands. Chi goes out through the spine and out of the back. Okay. So just continue for a couple of minutes doing that. So it's almost like there is a ball of chi on there, on the hands that you draw in. It all starts with the idea, it goes through the body, and expand that ball of chi. And collect it, breathing in. And out through the body, and expanding. And then relax. And we'll just do a couple of the leg turns. And really, I think we've only got about 5 or 10 minutes left to do this, so we'll give Paula some time for the meditation, which is more important, really, than this. Yes? Okay. So yesterday we started by the leg movement, by just connecting with the tummy. So remember that ball of energy we've got. Lift it up and turn it. So we're just connecting with it and lift it up and turn it. Now we're going to bring the other hand in and feel that wall right in front of the tummy. So it's just there. Now lift the chi through the body and expand it out. And then collect that ball of chi. Lift the chi through the body. Expand it out. And collect the chi down into the dantian. And lifting the chi right through the body, it expands out, expands. And then we breathe in, contracting it back into the tummy. And try doing that the other way now. So we reverse that ball. Start with the ball, that lovely ball of energy. Lift the energy through the body. Expand, collect back into the dantian. Push the chi up through the body, expand. Hands and wrists just stay really relaxed, collecting the chi, drawing it up through the body. And relax. And with that same idea, we'll just do the leg movement with this, but just one hand. So remembering that we're connecting with that lovely ball of chi that's circling in the tummy, and we're just reflecting that really. And then relax on the other, weight onto the opposite leg. And then open out and take the chi down to the floor. Collect the chi back up into the dantian. Expand the chi as you lift the head, the leg. Open it out and down. The energy goes. Try a few of those in your own time. Drawing the chi up, lifting the leg up. Opening out and then relaxing down. Drawing the chi up, turning it, lift the leg, open the leg out, and down, connect the ground. Now, we'll do that on the opposite leg. So, lift the chi up toward the tummy, lift the leg, expand. And then take the chi down to the floor, down to the ground. Then collect the chi, turn it, lifting the leg, opening and connecting down. And in your own time, just do a few more of these. You might want to do it faster. You might want to do it slower. The thing is to relax down in the tummy area, and the buttocks, the lower back. And relax. And then one more is the reverse of that. So we just reverse the circle and we connect with the earth, bring it down, back into the dantian and open out. So connecting to the earth, we draw the leg up, and this time we turn the chi and go down. So the weight goes from one leg to the other to make the movement possible. And then connecting with the earth, draw the chi in, turn it, turn the leg, and then down connect to the earth. Draw the chi up, into the dantian, turn and down. Just one more time. So really connecting and turning and down. And I'll do the same on the opposite leg. So as we connect the chi, bring the leg up, turn the foot, turn the chi, and connect down to the earth. Connect the chi, bring it in. Turn the leg, turn the chi, and down. Chi goes back to earth. One more time. Connect the chi, connect into the turns, leg turns, and down back to the earth. So just to finish off with the what we call the five potatoes, the basic movements of Tai Chi, and these are about three of them. So if you remember, what we did was with the legs parallel and feet straight ahead, hands relaxed, we opened up and draw the chi out, expanding, then draw the chi back to the chest, lowering the hands slightly, and then pushing that chi out. Chi expands. And then take that chi back down to the earth. Connect, it responds. And circle the tree now up through the legs, up through the spine, up through the head, over the head, and then relax down. Hands really relaxed, wrists relaxed, the back relaxed. And then we'll start again. So expand the chi. Now draw it back to the chest. Lower the hands slightly. Push that chi out, expand. And then down the chi goes, circling down towards the floor, connecting up through the legs, up through the spine, up through the top of the head, right over, and bring the chi back down. We'll do that one more time. So relaxing down and then raising the hands, expanding the chi. Bring the hands back towards the chest. Now explode that chi out. And then relax the hands down. So I'm sorry we haven't got time to do the Doin, but I'm going to put a connection for... what we do, this is called Doin, and it's a really quick way of, getting yourself going in the morning. And there's a beautiful book called Virtual Touch, which is only tiny, and I'll put it on the resources page for you. It's all cartoons, really simple, shows all the lines to pat and, you know, how to, because on a morning, this is the quickest way, in fact, just give the pat, arms a pat. And the back a rub. And then we'll just finish up rolling the tummy. And then come to sitting. So this is just settling the energy back down. And when you've done one way, just a few the other way. And then just collect the chi into the dandelion. Close the door. And I think now it's time to really go sit down, if that's okay, and continue with Paula, because we haven't really got much more time.
Thank you, Lou. I really like that last one. I think I learned a very similar, maybe the same one, pushing and pulling. I just wanted to tell people too, they were wanting to continue with Qigong, is that everything that Lou's done has been recorded and will be on the Land of Joy website, I'm pretty sure. And yesterday was a bit more complete. So I think you could continue to watch that. I mean, maybe they could leave it up, or you can, you know, because it wasn't that long, and it's quite good what Lou did. So you could just continue doing that. And I also wanted to tell you that I think in 2 weeks, at the end of this month, Lou's doing another course at Land of Joy, just called Balanced Body, Balanced Mind. And I don't know what she's going to do, but you could tell that what it's going to be about, basically. So if you enjoyed working with Lou, you can come back. Yeah. So, okay, let's just carry on with maybe where we were this morning. I think one of the meditation instructions that I found quite helpful is from actually Chogyam Trungpa Rinpoche, who passed away a long time ago, but I was fortunate to be given a place to do retreat for a year with one of his close students, and we had access to, back then it was cassette tapes. This is like 1983. And in his meditation instructions, he talks about finding that soft spot. And that's what it's what we spoke about earlier this morning, about our tender place that we keep guarded most of the time. And it's by connecting with that soft spot that enables us to have genuine, authentic loving kindness, and just also be an authentic person. And we've talked about this over the weekend already, but I think it takes a bit of courage to get there, because most of the time, for most of us anyway, that place of feeling compassion and love is also a wounded place. So it's often a place that we might not want to feel so comfortable in contacting. But I think that when we do, if we can sit with those honest feelings, and I think in one of the earlier meditations we did this weekend, if we first, now this isn't something he said, it's just kind of what I've figured out, is that if we first can connect with that experience of, like we did this morning, of recalling to mind the feelings of compassion or love for others by bringing to mind images that do that for us, or feelings, either with close friends, just, or close loved ones, remembering what that feels like. And then, or as we talked about this morning, thinking about things on the planet that on our in our lives that are, that touch us, like I was saying, I heard on the news that the UK government is planning to spend millions of pounds feeding the hungry children at Christmas, or thinking of just other ideas that engender either love or compassion. And compassion is defined as wishing beings to be free from suffering, and love is wishing beings to be happy. But they both connect with that soft place where genuine kindness flows. That place that in a Qigong ideas is located more at the heart. So if we want to build on what we're doing with Lou, we can go back to the idea of the pearl light at the dantian in the belly, and allowing our minds to go down the elevator shaft and connect with that experience there, because that grounds us to our body. And we can start with a sense of giving nourishment to our bodies. And I think for most of us, it's important to give ourselves permission to nourish ourselves. For whatever reason, we don't feel worthy, or we think it's selfish, or we didn't feel nourished as children, or for whatever reason, most of us have to give ourselves permission that I can nourish myself. I can give myself what I need to be healthy, to be powerful, to be loving and kind. So we'll just focus on that for a moment. And we notice the voice with which we speak to ourselves. Is it a chastising kind of, you should be better than you are kind of voice? Or is it a voice that we would speak to our 5-year-old child when they're needing comfort? It's important to pay attention to how we relate to ourselves, and to give ourselves permission to be just as messed up as we are, or as wonderful as we are. Because quite often it's just as difficult to be wonderful as it is to be messed up. So we just focusing on the belly, giving ourselves permission to be just where we are. We don't have to hold back, pull away, or shut down, close off from our real feelings. And if those true feelings, if that soft spot is full of woundedness, then we can move up to the heart and begin to give care to ourselves by just remembering that love, if we find that, remember that, and breathe, and just allow ourselves to breathe it in and touch those wounds, touch that softness, and just let it be. Whatever is going on in this present moment is perfect, just as it is. Sad, happy, anger, boredom, feelings just come and go. And if we don't push them away, or pretend they're not there, shut down, then they will open up and teach us kindness, compassion, patience, love. One thing we can do is remember someone we love. Let ourselves feel that feeling. And then just sit and feel that. Perhaps it begins with an object. My best friend, my mother, my cat, my dog. But once you let yourself feel that and connect it with the chi in the heart, the breath, then you can let go of that object and just be that feeling and allow that to come into that soft, wounded place. So remembering that pearl-like essence of love. So we just breathe it in with the exhale. And if we can remember with that long, little bit longer exhale and the pauses in between, we can just flow into an experience like the ocean lapping on the shore. Breathing very gently, breathing in this softness, this gentleness, touching ourselves, filling up our own heart with that pause at the top of the inhale. And as we exhale, long exhale, we give it out to those we know that need it, and to just everyone in the planet, everyone in the universe. Remembering those that have lost their loved ones, those that are fearful for their mortgages, for their jobs, for their own health, for their own lives, for fear of their government, those who've lost their president. When we have no more, when we're no longer an enemy to ourselves, don't push away from the unpleasant things in our own lives. There's no enemy on the outside anymore. We have everything we need. Contentment. Just like the ocean, breathing vast like the ocean, breathing in and letting go. Just don't have to do anything with the let go, just completely let go and know that that let go is touching every being in the universe. Out in 360 degrees through all our pores of our body. And then try it with your eyes open so that it's more habitual when we're being in the world. And just be present with this experience. And we'll finish by bringing the awareness up to the pearls of light at the crown of the head. And just for a moment, we can drop into that connection with the whole universe. Without giving it any form or color or feeling. Just giving confidence to that connection we have. And then coming down to the heart. And ending back. Lu calls it our tummy button. Grounded. So our time's up. And I just like to say, close with, I think out of all those years, there's so much intellectualism to study about Dharma, but in the end, I'm a kindergarten person. And I think if we can say it like this, it's very simple. We just learn to love ourselves with these techniques I'm saying. Loving others with the same technique and letting go. Very simple. So I think we can I intend that this type of experience can be a benefit to all beings, that somehow we can. I think my wish, what got me involved in the Dharma, was that years and years ago I could see that it was just the same. Geshe Namdok says the same, that I could see that it was greed and fear and that were causing, as Diana was saying, is causing the extinction, you know, it's causing all this stuff. It's our human emotionality and mostly it's our fear, because I think even greed is caused by our fear. So the more we can do these practices and share them with others, I think it's good for the whole world. So thank you for coming, and thanks to Lou and Faye and Land of Joy. And I really enjoyed hanging out with you guys and Lou. And so I think that's all.
Okay, on behalf of the Land of Joy, I'd like to say a big thank you to Paula and Lou for your kindness in teaching the course. Thank you to everyone who took part, and I hope that everyone found it helpful. Future courses and information can be found in the Land of Joy website, which is landofjoy.co.uk. Thank you so much, everyone, for taking part. Thank you.
Thank you.
I want to offer, just shortly, instead of the kata, this time a flower. As a big thank you to the teacher, Paula and Lou. Thank you so, so much. So it's our virtual Land of Joy flower to you, which is an evergreen, which is even better. So thank you so much. And really, really thank you for taking your time and always being so kind and offering your knowledge. And we get so many positive feedbacks for these courses. And yeah, I'm very, very glad that it worked out once more. Thank you, Faye, for your incredible help, making it possible to host and being there and guiding everyone through. And thank you to all the participants joining in. Paula already started, when she started the session, she mentioned it. So Paula has a course coming up next Friday. So if you're interested, please check our website. And Lou has a course coming up at the end of the month on the 28th. So also please check our website. We are very, very happy if you want to join and even get to know more and connect even more to Paula and Lou. And so thank you from Land of Joy, and see you again, and bye to Spain, bye to Scotland. Oh, thank you.